Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is M&M Investments.
-4.5 on the road. I am all in against bad quarterbacks and known impact quarterbacks.
Featuring Mutt and Merlone.
A well-rounded football team. I don't think they lose four games in a row. I think right now it's about 3.5.
Brought to you by Twin River Casino and Hotel. Check out the brand new sportsbook at Twin River Casino in Lincoln, Rhode Island. Now open. Here's Mike Mutnatsky and Lou Merlone.
Championship weekend, AFC and NFC all day Sunday in what will be much worse weather here in New England than in Kansas City. It's M&M Investments, the championship weekend edition, trying to wrap up this football season on a high note after kind of an okay wild card for
me,
2-2. How'd you do, Lou?
Last week?
Yeah, well, I forget what your record was.
Not so good. I think it was 0-4.
Oh, so I went 0-4 in the wild card weekend.
Yeah.
You went 0-4 in divisional, so
will
neither
Lutz.
One of us will go 0-4 this weekend.
Will Lutz. 53-yard field goal.
53-yard field goal.
A prick.
See, I was going to ask you, so we'll obviously talk about these two games. We'll pick the games, and we'll go over-under, so we should have four picks for this championship weekend as we count down to football on Sunday.
And we're different, too, so this is good.
Yeah, we have a lot of different opinions on this weekend. So I went 2-2, and if I had regrets on any game, it would actually be the Patriots game, because you mentioned the Will Lutz thing. The Saints should have covered. But like
The first 5 minutes of that game.
On third down, Sean Payton runs some dumb draw play. Instead of a 48-yard field goal, it's a 53-yard field goal. He misses it.
Yeah.
Like in the course of the game, they probably should have covered. I am much more pissed that I didn't read what was happening with the Patriots game, which was everybody on the Chargers. And when all the Globe people picked the Chargers, when the 65% of the bets were on the Chargers, I should have known, go the opposite. I want to be against the public. I should have known the Patriots. That's my big regret. Is not reading the board right last week. The Saints game, they should have covered whatever. The Pats game, it's just a bad bet.
Well, I'm with you. And you know, the Pats game itself, both of us were on San Diego. And, you know, this idea that that six or seven DBs was going to work versus this offense, you know, when you're seeing what Gronk is kind of morphing into in front of your face, you know what Dwayne Allen is. And to think you had a guy like James Devlin out there as well in a running attack that is running backfield that is healthy. To not see that coming. And I tell you, the biggest thing for me was it was Tom Brady's health. I you know, it was up in the air.
Well, we
I
saw
don't know what the hell I was watching for about 5 weeks from Tennessee to basically Buffalo.
It's a good point because the Jet game, I dismissed completely and said the Jets didn't give a shit. Todd Bowles is getting fired. They were sprinting to the locker room at halftime. I think it was Gasper had it. He'd never seen a team sprint to the locker room the way the Jets did. So I wrote that off as the Jets sucked and not into it. It turns out, Brady was probably healthy for the first time in that game. Now, it didn't help that the Jets suck, but I misread that Week 17 game as Jets suck instead of, Brady's healthy again.
Yeah,
that's
and that's basically what we're told. That kind of he was healthy. So it was a throwaway game for a lot of us because it was the Jets. Meanwhile, for him, it was extremely encouraging because the best he'd felt.
Yeah.
And then you gave him that bye week. That's what I wish I knew. I wish I knew that where he was physically. So that was the biggest difference for me, and I think that's one of the biggest difference for me all week long when I'm talking about this past Kansas City game. Brady.
Excited about weather talk? Excited about doing
more
weather talk?
I'm so fucking done with weather talk, to be perfectly
honest
with you.
You got a show in 2.5 hours. Any weather talk planned today? Well, meteorologist Glenn Ordway going to break this down for us today.
I hope not. Listen, the freaking Patriots played in the same shit last weekend in Gillette. last I checked, Kansas City played in the freaking snow.
I got a 20, right now, 20, not 24, not 12, 26 degrees
it's
at kickoff on Sunday night. Same temperature.
I don't think it's a non-factor. I don't think it plays into it at all. Is it going to be cold? Yeah, it's going to be cold. Will there be maybe a drop early in this game that to do with the cold? But will it be more of nerves? I just think it's going to have a minimal effect
non-factor
on this game, which is one of the reasons why I think it does go over.
We spent way too much time during the week talking about, you know what? It'll affect one part of the game for me, one gambling part of the game for me, which we'll get to. Let's go in order of the game. So the first game is going to be the NFC title game. It is the Saints and the Rams. The game opened at 3.5 Saints. It is down to 3 Saints. Over-under right now of 57. These two teams played in the regular season to rematch in both these title games. 45-35 Saints in the early game, when they played in the earlier in the year. The over has been, this game has gone over the last 4 championship weekends. When it goes to the NFC, Saints are favored. They're taking a lot of money. They are the favorite to win the Super Bowl. So right now they're considered, of the 4 teams left, at plus 192. They are the favorite to win the Super Bowl. Are they getting past this game against the Rams?
I don't think they are. You must have done that stat out there now. What, the last 5 years?
Bring it.
The 1 seeds?
Home teams have done really, really, really well.
The last 5.
10-0 over the last 5 years.
So in other words, what they're saying the last 5 years is that New Orleans, KC, that's your Super Bowl. But I look at New Orleans and say, you know, something's not right there. You know, in their last 6 games, they're 1-5 against the spread, and that's the last 6 games started out in Dallas. When they shut them down for the first time, that we didn't think anybody was really capable of shutting down New Orleans, and they beat them 13-10. Since that game, the last 6, they're averaging about 19.5 points a game. They don't look
not great,
right.
Not great.
And when I look at these two teams, I like Drew Brees, and honestly, Jared Goff's the one quarterback that probably I trust the least in the postseason. But there's so much more talent than Jared Goff on this team. I worry about Aqib Talib. I freaking love Aqib Talib. I absolutely love him. And when you watch the New Orleans Saints, what do they do if you take away Michael Thomas? Like, what do they do if they double Thomas and if Talib or somebody with help? I could just see that talent. Yeah, and a guy like Aaron Donald, I think the Rams have underachieved, quite frankly, this year.
Well, down the stretch, they didn't play that well either. A lot of teams down the stretch didn't play well, and they are one of them.
Goff has really struggled down the stretch, but I'll give you one name that's going to help Jared Goff, and it's going to be a reason why the Rams win this game, and that's Sheldon Rankins. Torn Achilles.
Banged up. Not playing.
That's going to kill the Saints. It's going to kill them. Gurley, you saw C.J. Anderson, that fat ass.
Yep.
Those two guys running the football, no Rankins in the middle. I think the Rams, in my mind, kind of have underachieved, but they won't because they're going to go to this Super Bowl and they're going to go to New Orleans and going to win this football game.
See, and I sat down wanting to pick the Rams because I like the Rams all year. I think Todd Gurley got a nice little break last week. They got to split him and C.J. Anderson. He's healthy. He's a great receiver out of the backfield. I wanted to like the Rams. But then I look at Jared Goff's splits before and after Cooper Kupp was healthy. And when he was healthy, Goff had Pro Bowl type numbers. Since then, he is pedestrian at best. That was his binky. That was his, you know, Bledsoe had Ben Coates. Brady has Edelman, Amendola, Welker, whatever the slot guy is. He has been a different quarterback without Cooper Kupp. And I went back and watched the highlights in that first game. It was a 10-point win for New Orleans. They were in control the entire game. Drew Brees had 346 and 4 touchdowns. I know Talib didn't play, but he dominated that defense. And we're going to talk more about this with the Chiefs game. These are different teams at home. The Saints 6-0 at home under the playoffs under Sean Payton. After going just 3-5 against the spread at home this year, they're a better team at home. They're an explosive offense, and look, if they can't get the ball to Michael Thomas, it's pretty simple to me. It's Alvin Kamara out of the backfield. They're going to stop this whole back and forth. Ingram, Kamara, let's split. No, they're going to have to throw the ball in this game. Kamara's going to be a big factor. Ted Ginn, who they tried to get the ball to in that game last week, will be a big factor. I think they're the best team left. The 4 teams remaining. Saints are the best team, and they get another home game where they have been dominant. You read Peter King's story this week about it's like a rock concert there in New Orleans. You can't hear yourself think. Home field's a big factor, and I just couldn't come up with Goff as quarterback without Kupp. I couldn't come up with a way where they win this game. And then maybe just get a turnover. Maybe Aaron Donald ends up being that disruptor
about. What about the fact that, Goff has struggled, but what I mean,
Gurley
missed like 3 weeks.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, they were great because of Rankins.
Yep, that's an issue.
The dude torn his Achilles.
That's an issue.
I mean, that's a huge loss in the middle of that defense. He's gone right now. The strength of the Rams, to me, is that running game. Is Gurley? It's Todd Gurley. Okay, C.J. Anderson wants to fill in with that fat ass.
A lot of C.J. Anderson last week.
Yes, and they might do it again this week.
So if you believe
both of them, they run through them, and it's not about Goff. It's going to be about that running game.
If you're down 14-3, like you said, New Orleans, I thought they got down early. They woke up. Like that wake-up call came. They shut out Philly the rest of the way. They looked good after that start. I feel like the Sean Payton money thing, maybe some of the guys bought into, hey, we're going to the Super Bowl. And they got smacked in the face by Big Dick Nick, And then they responded after that. I think that was their wake-up call. And I think, so I'm with you on the running game of the Rams, but if you're down 14-3 early and Drew Brees has gone over the top a couple times, don't you have to come out of your running game? Yeah. Isn't that net on the right shoulder of Goff?
I just don't know if they're going to. I just don't. I think that, and the reason why I said the Rams have been underrated, underperformed in my mind, and especially defensively. Offensively, we know what they are. And they have backed off in the second half here, or the last whatever, how many weeks. But defensively, they do have Aaron Donald. And defensively, they're not very good. But they have been better. And I think Tlaib makes all the difference in the world. I freaking love listening to Aqib Tlaib. I think I'm going to listen to him for the next couple of weeks because I think they're going to be in the Super Bowl.
Can he shut down Michael Thomas?
I don't know if he can, but it's a good place to start. It's better than that horse shit freaking defense that Philadelphia had, I can tell you that much. You know
they
that.
Did nothing.
I mean, that was the worst passing defense in football. So at least now you got Aqib Tlaib coming after him. Yeah, so now you got Aqib Tlaib talking smack, ripping chains. No, I worry because Teddy Ginn Jr., you're right. See, when that offense was flying, Tre'Quan Smith started to have his little breakout.
Yeah.
Then he died.
He may play a lot this week. Keith Kirkwood has missed the last two practices for them with some sort of knee-calf injury. We're doing this Friday morning. There's still really no lean either way from the beat writers who are going to play or not. But if Kirkwood doesn't play, that means Ted Ginn, that means Tre'Quan Smith.
Yeah, he was pretty good this year. Smith was great. Then all of a sudden he just stopped. He just stopped. Whether he got hurt, they stopped using him or whatever. So they better find a second wide receiver or it's going to be a frustrating day for those Saints.
All right, so I'm going to be on the Saints in this game. I was on the favorites last week. They went 3-1 after the Dogs had dominated throughout the last couple of postseasons. Favorites 3-1 last week. Give me the Saints 35-25, so I like the Saints and the over in the early game.
Yeah, see, I mean, I like the Rams, and for reasons why I like the Rams, I think I like the under. I don't think the Saints put
that
up,
means the running game. So a lower-scoring game helps.
Yeah, I can see like 27-20, and I can see the Rams kind of moving on here but because too big of a loss in that defensive line for the Rams. Offensively, something just seems off. I think Tlaib and that defense can do some things with Michael Thomas, and I think it's a long day for Drew Brees. I don't think they move the ball.
6:40 on Sunday night in Kansas City. It's the Patriots and the Chiefs. This game opened Kansas City -3 and an over-under 59.5. It is still 3 everywhere I've looked. The over-under is way down. So right now it sits at currently 56, so 3.5 points off the opening total, and that is where the weather tie-in comes in. It's crazy how this worked. The Arctic freeze news came, and the books all started to go under. Right. And this got as low as 54.5, which seems insane to me. The weather looks fine now. It is the Patriots on the road, another rematch, 43-40 earlier in the year. It's Mahomes, Brady, it's Belichick, it's Reed, Damian Williams, and James White and Sony Michel, I guess. And it's the Patriots as the underdog. You buy in the Pats as the big dog in this theme here these last couple of days going into Kansas City trying to knock off the Chiefs?
They should be the underdog. They just, it's on the road. It's a very good team. So I have no problem with it. They're playing it up. We've seen them play it up before. Hell, when they've been freaking favorites to play up the underdog role. So nothing surprises me. Here's the thing with this game. So there's 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, if you told me this was going to happen, I would say the Pats have no chance. Because offensively, they can't match the Chiefs. They don't have it anymore. Superman lost his cape, Tom Brady.
Yep.
I don't think that's the case anymore. I don't think it is. What I saw last week from Tom Brady during the game, what I heard from him after the game, the 50 Cent, many men wish death upon me. I think we are officially in scorched earth, post-deflate gate, fuck you tour, Tom Brady. And I don't fuck with that guy. I'm just telling you right now, okay? So I'm taking the Pats. I'm taking the points. I ain't messing with Tom Brady when he's like this right now. Because there ain't a damn soul. I don't think too many people think they're going to go and win. I think this is one of the old guys' last little ride. I think it's a new kid, Pat Mahomes. Here we go. Changing of the guard. How many times has Tom Brady played in changing of the guard games? And it's never fucking changed.
How many times has he been on the road with a team that played so poorly on the road this year? I mean, that's the difference. If this game was at Gillette, I'd be with you. I'd be walking to Twin River. I would walk there from Chelmsford, Massachusetts to Twin River to bet the Patriots in this game and lay whatever number it was if the game were at Gillette. But they have been so Jekyll and Hyde. The road numbers are crazy. 3-5, you all know. -19, I think most people know by now, their point differential versus a +100 at home this year. But how about the team rankings? 19th in points per game on the road. 19th in points allowed on the road. 26th in net yards per play.
Not good.
17th in point margin.
Sucked.
26th in red zone touchdown scoring.
Brutal.
On the road. Opponents third downs on the road this year. 27th. They were third at home this year. They are a different team. They have not figured it out. And this is eventually what's going to cost them in this game, because the team that we all saw last week at the cozy confines of Gillette cannot play that way in Kansas City. And that's without talking about how good Mahomes is, how good Tyreek Hill is, Travis Kelce, Damian Williams, Dee Ford, Justin Houston, the return of Eric Berry. That's on the field. But I'm just talking about the Patriots for a second. How do you – is it just Brady overcomes that?
Yes.
Like, that's just it? They're going to flip a switch and play well on the road?
I think that Tom Brady went down to Miami – he was 16 for 20 for about 247 when he threw a touchdown to Rob Gronkowski. And then what happened? He got hurt. He hurt his knee. MCL, tear, whatever you want to call. Something tweaked it, something moved it. He can blame it on the brace all he wants. About a minute later, he's taking sacks with no timeouts. Why? Because his head was so fucked up because he hurt his knee that he wasn't thinking the fact, he forgot the fact that he didn't have any timeouts. They scored 6 points in the second half of that Miami game. If Tom Brady is healthy, they put up about 47, and they win that ball game. And now they're 4-4 on the road. So let's go to Pittsburgh the following week. Same shit. Like, I think his knee was still killing him. I think he was playing, you know, risk reward. Hey, I'm not going to stay in here and take this hit. I hurt my knee. My knee's killing me right now. He sucked against Buffalo. But I think a healthy Tom Brady doesn't walk into Pittsburgh and only score 10 points either. He overcomes all those penalties. So it would have been an ugly win defensively down in Miami because they gave up a lot of points.
Yep.
But Tom would have done enough if healthy. Same thing in Pittsburgh. We're talking about a 5-3 team. And those three blowout road losses were in the past because their last two weren't pretty. But they put up some points. But he was hurt.
They're not as good on the road, and you're right about Brady, but I also think you have to look at the second half that Mahomes had against the Patriots. Because I would say if the last thing you saw was his first half, where he threw those two picks, he left 14 points in the field, say, okay, they can manage this guy.
Oh, he's good. He's real good.
Oh, he good.
Oh, he
going to play well in this game.
Oh, he good.
9-13 in the second half, 188, 151 rating. If that game was 10 minutes longer, the Chiefs win that game. And I'm going to even give you a bonus X factor.
Uh-oh.
If you can go player props, I'm not sure what the line is in this. Sammy Watkins is going to have a big game on Sunday. The Patriots are going to focus on Tyreek Hill. It goes on Travis Kelce, Damian Williams. Sammy Watkins is going to have a very good game, and I would take the over in receiving yards. I would take him to score, and I would focus on him as a player prop. And I just think when it comes down to it, Mahomes at home, their defense is much better there against a Patriots team that's been bad on the road.
See, I'd be curious to see the way they do it, because part of me sits there and says, put Gilmore on Watkins, put Chung on Kelce, and everyone else on Hill. Everyone. Like, just everyone. Chung's done a nice job with Kelce over the years. I think Gilmore one-on-one can just take Watkins out of the game. And Jonathan Jones is fast as hell. They talk about him being one of the fastest guys in this team. Do they just say, you got him? Devin, you got help over the top?
Hill has killed them.
Harmon, by the way, you got help over the top, too. Like, everybody's got help over the top. Like, Stephon, take Watkins out. You're done. Stay with Kelce. You know, Chung.
And
everyone's on Kelce.
That Troy Brown GTFB defense, okay?
Everybody.
So if that's the case, though, isn't that check down all day to Damian Williams? That guy's good. He's not Kareem Hunt, but he's a good receiving running back out of the backfield.
He is good, but he's not Kareem Hunt. And that's the difference. Listen, both of these games are going to be great. I mean, you could, whatever, I don't know, throw all four teams in a hat and say, what's your best Super Bowl? I mean, I don't know. What's your storyline? It probably depends on what city you're from.
Best Super Bowl is probably Pat Saints. They can promote
Brady Breeze for two weeks. Peyton Belichick. You know,
That's pretty good.
I would think. I mean,
that's pretty good.
Because, I mean, if it's a Pats-Rams that I'm predicting, I think anybody remembers, like, 2001? I think they'll sit there and say, oh, my God, that's right. That was the St. Louis Rams? Oh, it's now the L.A. Rams. Like, I feel like people
are connecting. I know who does. Eric Dickerson does.
I feel like they're not connecting the dots. You know what I mean? Like, it's the same team.
That'd
you know?
Be pretty good.
And you'll hear, like, the game that started the dynasty, and this is the game that ends it. Right? You'll hear shit like that.
Yeah.
But, of course.
Or Sean McVay Bowl. There we go.
Yeah, if Mahomes wins, hell, I can't wait to watch, like, Kansas City
they
play the Rams.
They can't lose. The NFL, they got a great Final Four because they can't. It don't matter. So I am going to, obviously, it sounds like I've leaned this way all week. Give me the Chiefs at home. High-scoring game, 38-33. And my most confident bet of the weekend is the over on this game. I'm in at 54.5, and I'm in big. And so I feel like I got the best of the number.
Yeah, you did.
I love the over in this game. I think it's more than I like the Chiefs, more than I like the Saints, more like the Saints over. It's this game over Pats, especially with the weather. It looks fine now. Give me the over in this game, 38-33 Patriots.
Yeah, it would be...
Sorry, 38-33 Chiefs. That's the second time today I've said I'm picking the Pats. All right, probably an issue for me.
I'm taking the Pats.
38-33 Chiefs.
I'm taking the points. I'm sticking with this Tom Brady fuck you tour. I think they score 30 points, which is something that you don't do at Arrowhead. 34 straight home games. The Chiefs have not given up 30 points or more. In 34, yep, it's number one
good.
In the league.
Pretty
number two
good.
In the league is the Jacksonville Jaguars at 16. Dallas is 3 at 12. So the discrepancy, they don't do it. Patriots will do it this week. And I think it's 34-27. I had a little lower score, and I think it goes over as well. Back when I thought it was really going to be like 0 or 8, like a few days ago, yep. You know, when everybody was talking. But now it's normal shit. So, 34-27. I think the Pats win this game.
Twin River is there for you all weekend, fellas. It's the only legal place to bet sports in New England. It feels like that there's momentum for some other states, including Massachusetts, to get on board with this and finally realize that, yes, we are old enough, we're mature enough, we're adults, we should be able to bet sports legally. But thankfully, the people in Rhode Island, you don't have to wait for that. It is open right now, Tiverton, Twin River Casino mm-hmm. Hotel. In fact, I was told before this podcast today, your buddy Glenn Ordway, Fred and Steve, are doing their show, Patriots postgame, real postgame show, live at Twin River on Sunday.
So they get the first lines.
You can bet all the first Super Bowl lines.
Yeah.
Excellent point, because I think they're open until midnight that
Ooh.
Night. So you can bet all the games this weekend. You can bet Patriots. You can bet Saints, whatever you want to bet. It's there's. When are you going to make your trip down there?
I know.
Because I've been there 3 or 4 times already. When are you going to go?
I know. I got to get down there.
Craig
Let's
and
see,
the guys will take
couple.
Care of you. The customer service down there is tremendous in the sports book.
Yeah. Sunday looks like it's going to be a freaking jet storm, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
We don't know what the hell's going to happen there.
It does not look great.
Saturday, I got a little winter weekend. So, I mean, Sox winter weekend. But I don't know. Maybe I could swing by there Saturday morning on the way down.
I know they'd want to see you there. Huh. I know the people at Twin River, they love our listeners. We know that our listeners
Twin
are going
River.
Down there in droves. We want to thank them for presenting
my baseball show peeps.
This podcast. Let's do so on Twitter, follow SVCallahan22. He keeps track of all this shit for us. I like the Chiefs and the over, 38-33. I like the Saints and the over, 35-25.
All right, so I got the Pats and the over in that one. I say 34-27, and I got the Rams. I'm taking the points, -3. I'm going to get 3.5 here. The Rams, the over-under is 57. I didn't give a score. I could see New Orleans 20 right. points, so I'm going to go, 27-20 Rams.
The lower scoring game.
27-20 Rams.
Championship weekend. Best of luck. Bet with your head, not over it. We'll be back for at least the Super Bowl here on MMM Investments. Good luck.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.